Hey, guys.
Hi.
Where are we?
At
90.9 FM, WBDG. So you got to say that.
I always forget. I do remember. It's just really early and I'm really tired.
I know.
We're learning
now. Yeah, you're learning how to do this.
Technically, yeah.
Technically. Yeah. This is where I learned.
Yeah?
Yep. Sure did. I was a Ben Davis grad. And got my start in radio right here in this, well, not in this room. In fact, the building is completely different from when I was at school here.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where the old radio room would be. I don't even know where I am. I drove onto the campus and I was like, this isn't the school I went to. It's changed so much. So thank you guys for hanging out and doing all this. Man, it's been a long haul for you.
I would assume the class would be different the way it's set up now. When it first started.
It was really small. We had one little room. It was like a big, like a one control room. We had no audio, you know, production rooms really.
So that everybody has to be quiet if you're making something?
Yeah, well, pretty much.
With no soundproof windows.
Yeah, we didn't have, it was very rudimentary. We didn't have computers back then, believe it or not. So we had to play music off of records. I don't know if you know what those are.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a lot different. A lot more hands-on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's nothing like having your record run out and there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have anything ready.
Yeah.
Also, back then, we did a lot of NPR stuff, too. We were an NPR affiliate at the time. Mm-hmm. So we had to run a lot of that kind of stuff. And I had to do public affairs shows, and that's all boring. But
did you have, like, your own show?
Yeah, we would rock out at night. After school until 9 o'clock at night or so. And after football and basketball games, I used to run the boards for that. And then I would like jock show before and after. So
you get to stay after school and do this?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I mean, you did.
Well, yeah. Technically, I am. Yeah.
Technically, you're doing it right now.
I mean, like all the time.
Nah. Yeah, we did like. Yeah, everybody had like a shift every week or whatever. It was cool.
That is cool.
It was a different time.
That is cool because we still do that now with the games where someone runs the board
right
back here. So it's changed, but not a lot has changed. It's still a little similar.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I still know what I was going to say. I had a question and I always forget.
Okay. That happens.
Yeah.
I forget all the time too. Just wait till you get old. Then you really start forgetting a lot.
It'll be way worse.
The teacher when you were here?
I had two radio teachers, Bill Wakefield, who I just saw last week at the movies. he ended up going to Plainfield. He was the principal there, and he was my Radio 1 teacher. And then my advanced radio or whatever you want to call it, was Dana Webb, who was just inducted into the Ben Davis Hall of Fame.
I remember that.
Yeah, and he is really instrumental for me being on the Hall of Fame as well. Or Wall of Fame, they call it here, I believe. And also for my career, because he got me my first radio job when I was 16. I could barely drive and was really instrumental in pushing me and making me the broadcaster that I am. So I'm really, when I was doing my acceptance speech a couple of years ago, I was up the podium like crying, thanking him because it's true. He changed my life. What would I be doing now? Thanks.
It being two teachers, was it different? Because like they have different creative ways of doing things?
Well, Mr. Wakefield would do Radio 1. So he taught you the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of had to, when you got to Radio 2 or whatever the heck they called it, Dana was the person that, like Mr. Easter, he ran the station and, you know, actually did all the programming and everything. Mr. Wakefield just taught you the basics, like how to edit and talk and, you know, just hearing your voice talking into, you know, back then we had to use recorders and actually physically edit it. So it was a lot different. So it was probably the coursework would have been different just because the technology's changed so much. And we wrote commercials and I don't know if y'all do that. But we would like write commercials and we would do a newscast every hour. So every classroom would do a newscast. So whatever class you were in, there were six periods. So six different newscasts of every day. And, you know, and then you'd rotate. Like I'd do sports one day and then I'd do news one day. So that's kind of how we learned. And then I don't know how you all do it here.
It's kind of every well, in the beginning, it was like you pick the day you want your show to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people have left or joined. So then the schedule keeps changing. So, like, I used to have a show on Friday. Now I have a show on Friday and Monday.
Oh, okay.
Dorian still has a show on Friday.
My show is only on Fridays.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do Monday through Thursday? She just sit in here and...
Oh, mostly just plan. Okay. Either plan, like figure out what I'm going to do that day.
Uh-huh.
Or I come in on other people's shows.
Yeah?
Or I record my podcast or I just sit there.
So you have a podcast too?
Yeah.
What's your podcast?
Was it the Sleepless Hour?
Yeah.
What do you talk about?
We tell scary stories.
Really?
Yeah.
Like... made up or you find them or
we go on Reddit.
We
find them. There's a website called Reddit.
Oh, of course. I know what Reddit is. Yeah. No, but I appreciate that because there are a lot of people my age that don't. I get it.
But we find stories on there and then we read them out and we give credit to the people that write them and stuff.
Oh, cool.
We're not just stealing their stories, but
yeah.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but we're pretty.
It's pretty. We only have one.
We're pretty cold. We're pretty good.
Do you know what we forgot?
What?
You're right.
We were going to do a live version of our podcast last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we forgot.
I was asleep by like 12.
Yeah, we were all asleep.
Dang.
How were you asleep? You were on the air, I thought.
We weren't.
We weren't.
Mr.
Oh.
Mr. Easter.
Okay.
So.
But you stayed here and slept.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. I'm trying to remember.
So do you? So podcasting is all new?
Yes.
You know, I started doing a podcast about 3 years ago. It was 3 years ago in April. And I kind of took a little... break from my real job and I had to do something. So I started doing this podcast and I really didn't know what I was doing or, you know, and then it got to be where it was successful enough that people really started listening. And now I'm having people go, why aren't you doing your podcast? Because I can't do it anymore. And it's really frustrating because my real job, mm-hmm. The people, there's a big corporation called Westwood One that kind of pays my bills now because they pay me. Mm-hmm. And they said, you really are too big for your own britches. So, no, that's not what they said. But because I didn't want to censor my content.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to censor my content. And I said, I'm not going to do the show. If I can't do the show the way I want to do my show, I'm not doing the show. Okay. So podcasting is a really cool thing for you guys. It's so great to... have that. Obviously, we never had that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been around for, what, 10, 15 years. But it's going to be interesting to see how podcasting changes over the next few years and how the radio horizon looks. Do you know what I mean? Like, where will it all fit in? Will you get into your, you know, I'm surprised there's not a podcast station on Sirius right now. There might be. I don't even know. But, you know, where you just listen to podcasts on your car radio, which a lot of people do that through their devices. But just interesting. So keep that up. That's cool.
Yeah. Say, it's from what you said about the evolving of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it right now. It's still kind of, I think you've seen it too. Like the H3H3 podcast.
The what?
H3H3. You know what that is?
No.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a podcast, normal. They talk about stuff.
Right.
But they record it. It's not like just you hear it. You can watch it, too.
Oh, it's video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I chose not to do that when I did mine because it's a lot of work.
I just don't understand. It's not really a podcast anymore, then.
It can be.
Yeah.
I mean, some people watch on a computer at home or on their desktop or whatever. But I chose. It's enough work just to do a show. I would drop a show every week. Tuesday morning, and it was hard enough to fill, and I would do it an hour, which I know is too long, but I couldn't stop talking, so it just ended up being an hour, no matter who. And if I've got an interesting guest, I want to talk to them. I don't want to cut after 20 minutes and go, okay, thanks for your time. You drove all the way over here, and, you know, so we just kept talking and talking and talking, and so, but it's a lot of work. It's to line up guests and go get them and meet them, or, you know, I had my own little portable studio and I would take it on the road. I didn't have a place where I would do it all the time. So it was a lot of work for very little payoff. Financially, there's no money there.
Yeah.
They got to figure that out. That was the other thing. They've got to figure out how to pay for that. Because now nobody's subscribing because you don't have to.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was lucky because of my name recognition. I was on iTunes new and noteworthy for 2 years. I mean, front page. Like, if you would click it on, there, it would be up there.
Mm-hmm.
The banner would be there. And I still didn't make money. And I would show that to advertisers. I'd go, look, I mean, and I was, you know, I would get like audiobooks or some workout bars or what, and they pay, I just saw the checks because I just did my taxes. I think I got $236 total in podcast revenue.
Years?
That was it.
2 years?
And no, that was just last year.
Oh.
But still, $236 yeah. bucks in a year? Yeah. That isn't even paying the bills, you know?
Yeah.
So.
See, that's important because a lot of people just be like, oh, I see them on Apple Music. They must be getting paid big bands. They on the front. But
no.
It's not like
I didn't get paid. I mean, a lot of those people do. I didn't. But there's like a handful of podcasters making big money. And then the rest of us are just struggling. That's what it is. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
So that's why they have to figure out how to make money with that. That's what you guys do. You young kids need to figure that out.
Trying to make bands.
I still don't even know half the stuff that goes on.
We
in
got
my
to
life.
Find out.
Yeah.
Get this bread off this podcast.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I even tried to do merchandise. That didn't work. It's hard. That's a full time business that I did not do well at. So gratefully, I'm back where I was supposed to be with Bob and Tom. And here we are.
That's good.
Here we are.
Well, I heard
yes.
that you have been nominated for Most Influential Woman in Radio.
Well, thank you. I was honored with this magazine called Radio Inc., which is a radio industry magazine that all the big wig people read. I don't. but yeah, I was nominated as one of the most influential women in radio for 2019. So I'll be featured in the magazine. Coming out, I think, in May or June or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to answer questions that are really tough, and I'm not really... I don't really have a real job. I don't really have, like, a real radio job. The first question was... This will make Mr. Easter giggle. The first question was, what are your hours? And what... Something like, how much time do you put into your show or whatever your job is? Mm-hmm. And how many people work under you? I'm like... What? I don't have anybody working under me. I'm just, you know, I just show up at work, talk for 4 hours and go home. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Kind of. But it was just kind of a funny question. I'm sure it's written for people that, you know, are program directors or, you know, not just somebody that talks. That's all I do. Get interrupted and listen to horrible jokes. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I don't know how influential that is, but what are you guys looking for? When you get out of this radio station, where are you going? What are you doing? Are you going to do this as a career?
Not really.
No?
Not really, nah. But I do want to just create things.
This That's show, cool.
Just doing this gave me a better look on how, like, just radio works.
Sure.
And, you know, being a part of, like, something, like a kind of a company, kind of, just to see how the whole thing is smooth and how it sells. So, yeah. I just want to create things, like movies and music.
You want to do movies and music?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I want to try to go to college for this. I actually want to do this.
Uh-huh.
I came here because I wanted to do, like, making music and stuff, but it wasn't really going for me. And then I thought this would help me, and then I came here, and then I was like, I actually kind of like doing radio.
So yeah, there you go.
I'll just do radio.
There you go.
So I want to go to ISU to do radio.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping... That works out.
I'm hoping that works out for you too.
Thank you.
Ball State has a good program too.
I don't know about Ball State for me.
Oh, I don't know anything about college.
I'm not that smart.
What?
I'm joking. I always say that. Hang on.
I have a junior. I have a daughter who's a junior in high school, and she is. Oh, I have no idea what we're gonna do with her. She is. She's looked at so many schools. I am done. I am like, just pick a school.
Yeah. But,
yeah, that's a tough time. For you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I bet everybody said, well, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? And she's like, I'm 16. I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah. That kind of sounds like my sister.
Really?
But it's like, she is 14. She's not even in high school yet, but she's still thinking about like 30 colleges and what she wants to do. And
wow. She's a go-getter. Man.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty exciting. Hey, we're here to raise money, actually, for the radio station WBDG. And this marathon goes until midnight tonight. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you've been on the air since?
8 a.m. yesterday.
Wow. Are you tired yet?
Yes.
Yes.
I kind of went to sleep.
Yeah?
I kind of. Not really went to sleep, but I was asleep.
And are you picking, like, you have a year, every year, a different year is featured every hour? Is that how it works?
So, like, this hour is 2002.
2002, the year you were born, probably.
Actually, wait, that is the year I was born.
Mm-hmm.
You're a baby.
Yeah. My daughter was born in 2002. That's why she's a junior. That's how I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
Huh.
But, like, last year, not last year, last hour was, I think, 2008.
Okay. So, you're jumping around. Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because we started with... We started with 1992,
mm-hmm.
and then went to 1982.
So we're just jumping around.
Yeah, it just goes back and forth.
53 years this radio station's been on the air. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That was really awesome. It's spawned a lot of great careers. Have you talked to anyone else?
Kurt Darling.
Yeah.
DJ Indiana Jones. Yeah. We talked to a lot of people from Area 31.
Yeah.
I think those are really the only two.
Really?
People that came from here that we've talked to.
Because there are a lot of great talented people that come out of this building. This is a good place.
There were some people that we were going to talk to, but I think they were busy today and they didn't really have...
It's a busy day today. Lots going on today.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday and there was Mutt-Strud and the Susan G. Komen walk and I have an event tonight. There's a lot going on. But this is fun. You guys are really having a great opportunity here. Take advantage of every inch of this place. Do whatever you can. Oh, is Kevin Lee going to be on the show?
He
was on the show.
He's calling.
Kevin and I used to work together with the Pacers. And he, of course, went on to do great things with the Pacers. They fired me.
Okay.
No, they didn't fire me. Okay. They wanted me full time, and I didn't want to give up Bob and Tom for the Pacers. I love the Pacers, don't get me wrong. And it was really fun being a sideline reporter for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't make that a career. I'm a woman. TV and women, that is. I don't want to put makeup on every day. That's why I'm in radio. That's why I like radio. Except for now, we have cameras. We have a 6-camera shoot, and we're on our VIP website, so it's up all day. And
that's not radio.
No, it's not radio. We have a guy with a switcher. Do you take TV here?
No. The TV is over in the other room right next to us.
Right. So I didn't know if you took any television, because I took TV when I was here, too. But, I was in television. I did it. I was an engineer for a while at Channel 6 and then got in front of the camera for a while. But, we have a full-time guy that directs and switches, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this is not what I signed up for.
That sounds like the podcast I was talking about.
Yeah, and I know, like, a lot of guys are doing the TV podcast. I know Frank Caliendo and Al Jackson, two comedians that I know, are doing it that way. Mm-hmm. And because they're in different cities, they'll Skype each other and put their faces up. And I'm like, who wants to sit and watch that? I don't know. Not my cup of tea, but.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys. Most people do get their podcasts orally.
Yeah.
Not video. So.
Because I listen to a lot of mine. They're just sounds and people talking and stuff.
Yeah.
So. But. Yeah.
That's it. What else?
I don't know. Do you have anything else to say? I don't know. I've kind of trying to ask all
mean?
My questions.
I have a lot to say. I can always talk. That's what I do for a living, my friend. I am really proud to have gone to school here and to represent the radio station. And like I've told Mr. Easter time and time again, anything I can do to help out, I will be making a donation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you are getting people, whoever's listening, to donate, but... if you can help out these kids, do so. It's a great cause. This is a great radio station. And high school radio is really a wonderful thing. And there are so many stations, fewer and far between now. And I want to keep this going. I don't want it to go away. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
I know Carmel has one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know other ones, Dorian?
JEL does.
The other
ones. North Central.
BD. WBDG. Yeah.
There's a big one in Pendleton, I think. They have a pretty big program.
Oh, yeah. That's the other one I was trying to think
of. I got to, one year I was judged the high. Do you ever compete in the high school radio thing?
Yes. We were there. When was that?
I got to judge that one year. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool to listen to all talent. Man, kids so young and they're so talented. It was great.
Yeah. It was fun. You know who Grant Covey is?
Mm-mm.
No? Oh. He's one of the... He's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
He is kind of the big, big muchacho in the studio.
Yeah.
I'd say it's me, but okay.
No. He's been doing a lot of things for the marathon. He was on, I think, Channel 6.
Oh, cool.
Promoting the marathon.
Awesome.
He's got awards for a lot of things.
So he's going to continue with this, right?
I hope.
Yeah.
He's not just going to dive off and do something different.
Well,
he's,
you know,
really good at it. I know him kind of personally, so.
Well, see, now you can step into his shoes next year and be the senior.
I'm going to step into his shoes this year and be the big old, you know.
You're going to call out all the basketball games and football games and.
I'm going to call out everybody. Call out.
No, you're not calling out nobody.
Have you done any of that play-by-play stuff?
No.
That's hard.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to because I can't really talk that fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Grant talks pretty fast. It's just
being able to. That's a talent. That is a whole different art. That is tough. There are some really good people in that field that I never had that either. I was not the.
Yeah.
No. I can report things, but I don't want to, you know, talk the whole time. And
yeah,
like Mark Boyle does for the radio for the Pacers. Mm-hmm. He's really good. Kevin Lee's really good. Kevin Lee's great. I watched that kid come up. He is really a talented young man. So, yep, like I said, a lot of people came out of the school that are doing great, wonderful things. Kevin Gregory, Calabro, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep it up.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Okay.
Right, Dorian?
You'll work.
We're going to have baseline 2 next year.
Oh, there's no such thing as baseline 2. Baseline just continues.
What's baseline?
Is my show.
It's a show that DJ Indiana Jones started.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, once he left, it didn't happen for a while. And then Dorian came
and
in.
And Dorian brought it back.
And then Dorian brought it back.
Bigger, better than ever.
All right, cool.
I don't know.
You're doing it. You're a hater. And you're on, you're
I'm
on
the show.
You're on the show. That's what's crazy. He's hating and he's on the show. But yeah, we're doing that.
Did DJ have any tips for you when he was here?
No.
Really?
I don't think. But what things he said were telling. He told me how to, like, really do this.
Oh, cool.
His energy is something that I would want to match being on air. So, yeah.
Yeah, because if you talk like this, I would be you'd be a good jazz announcer.
Yeah, up next we got.
When's your show on? I'm going to listen.
Fridays.
Friday at what time?
9:20 to 10 o'clock.
9:20 p.m.?
No, a.m.
Oh, God. I'm on the air then. I can't listen.
Oh, dang. You
Darn
can listen
it.
To it while you're listening to your show.
Yeah, that'd be really hard to do. I don't know how I would do that.
You
but
your show in one ear and then his show in the other ear.
It's a very opinion-based show. We talk about different things. It's opinion-based.
Somewhat.
I thought you played music.
We do.
We play. Oh. It's like we play the music, and then I bring up a topic that's happened recently, and then we talk about it.
Oh.
We discuss it.
So just the two of you, or
it's
do you have
me,
guests?
Him, someone named Kat, someone named TJ.
Oh, okay. So there are four of you. Cool.
What we do?
That's called rap, baseline?
Rap, R&B, you know.
Sometimes
you get to
pop.
Play whatever you want?
I mean,
yeah.
As long as
depends
it's clean.
On, it depends on, yeah, as long as it's clean.
It if it's not, we got the dump button in the corner.
Yeah.
Dump.
Yeah. Dump. We've all been there.
I think we've only had to do it once.
Really? Because of somebody saying something or because of music?
I think it was saying something.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, you get pretty good at editing yourself on that, most people. Yeah. Yeah. But all right. Good break.
Do you want to intro the next song?
I don't know what the next song is.
Till I Collapse by Eminem.
Have no idea what that song is.
Okay. It's a good song.
Is it? You just played Eminem.
Because he's... It's 2002.
He was great. Eminem was the guy in 2002.
2002 is when he like released all of his good songs.
Eminem was the guy.
I know, but you just played Eminem. Okay, it's been a half hour. I guess nobody would probably remember that.
If you're complaining because Eminem is playing right now in the car, well, I don't know how to tell you. We're playing him. We're playing him right now.
You're
right.
Really tough. So what's the what is it?
It's Till I Collapse by Eminem.
How long is the intro?
Whoa. I don't remember it being that long.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
It's 34
you
seconds.
Oh, my gosh. I can't talk 34 seconds.
It's a monologue. Weak. That's what it is.
Oh, it
you
is. It talks early? Okay.
Yeah.
Give up.
But
So do you guys say 90.9 or do you say 90?
Indy's Giant 90.9.
Okay. Indy's Giant 90.9 WBDG with Eminem. Hit the button.